Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news. On Wednesday, the 16th of September, it's now 82. Got a few clouds out there this afternoon, but a nice breeze. I'll have more on the weather after the news. Well, at this month's meeting of the Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees, members approved the sale of 1.16-acre lot in Fairfield to the Frontier Community College Foundation. Now, that lot will eventually be turned over to the foundation by the foundation to Kiefer Development, LLC, out of Mount Carmel for the construction of a $1.1 million student housing unit. The housing facility will feature 40 beds and will be built adjacent to the Workforce Development Center. City of Fairfield is expected to use some TIF district funds to pay for the site preparation and architectural fees for that project. And in other IECC action, members approved an affiliation agreement with the Edwards County Health Department for Frontier Community College's Emergency Response Training Program. The next meeting of the Board of Trustees will be October 20th on the campus of Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel. WFIW News, time 12:16.
When you consider the wonders of life, it's like looking through a photo album with images of everything you've achieved. But what happens to your family if you're suddenly out of the picture? Talk to your country financial representative about building a tangible plan for life insurance to help protect your family's financial security, no matter where you're starting from. For a free insurance and financial review, contact Mark Dinsmore, your country financial representative in Wayne City. Call Mark Dinsmore, 895-2989.
At the loss of a loved one, an appropriate funeral service can mean so much. It gives us a chance to say goodbye, to remember, and to start the healing process, all in a single ceremony. When the time comes for you to make funeral arrangements, call on us. We offer a full range of funeral services to meet every need. You can always count on receiving sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
It's fall, y'all, at the Watering Can in Albion. The shop is beautiful with autumn wreaths and silk arrangements. Browse our new purse selections by Simply Noel in warm fall colors. Scarves and jewelry add the final touch. New Harmony Soap Company products make a great gift, even for yourself. Fresh fall arrangements will brighten anyone's day. Daily deliveries to Albion, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, West Salem, and Grayville. Fall for fall at the Can in Albion.
Joshua A. Pierce, 28, of Mount Vernon, was arrested last night on a charge of being in possession of drug paraphernalia. A Wayne County Sheriff's deputy pulled a vehicle over in Wayne City about 10:15 last night for running a stop sign. Joshua Pierce was actually a passenger in the car driven by Jonathan P. Hampston, 35, of Ashley. A search of the vehicle revealed that Pierce had two hypodermic syringes in his jeans pocket. Hampton was given a verbal warning for running a stop sign. Pierce was booked at the county jail for being in possession of those hypodermic syringes. A Saline County woman was hurt yesterday when the car she was driving was hit by a freight train in Galicia. Tina M. Sloan, 58, of Galicia, was traveling northbound on South Main Cross Street at Railway Street in Galicia when she failed to stop for an oncoming train. Train operated by Donald F. Kane, 55, of Neoga, hit the front driver's side of Sloan's vehicle. She was taken to an area hospital for treatment of her injuries. Kane and a passenger on the train, Edward L. Flanagan, 49, of Ashley, escaped injury. Tina Sloan was cited by Illinois State Police for disobeying a railroad signal. Crash happened about 2:20 yesterday afternoon. 28-year-old Heather I. Brown of Jeff was arrested Tuesday evening on charges of being in possession of a controlled substance and suspected marijuana. City police responded to a report of an erratic driver at about 6:30 Tuesday night in the area of Northwest 5th Street and located Brown's vehicle. Following a traffic stop on Elm Street, police say they recovered some prescription pills and suspected marijuana. Brown was booked at the county jail on a preliminary charge of possession of a controlled substance and cannabis, bond to be set. A former Carterville band director has been sentenced to 150 days in the jail plus 30 months of probation for taking inappropriate photographs of an underage girl. Michael Todd Norrington, 42, of Carterville, was sentenced Tuesday in Jackson County Circuit Court. He was previously found guilty after a trial. That was in July, and the offense was unauthorized video recording. Norrington was arrested in June last year after authorities said he used his cell phone to take pictures up a 14-year-old girl's shorts while in the Goodwill store at Carbondale. During his court appearance Tuesday, Norrington apologized to the victim's family. In other news this afternoon, Fairfield National Bank would like to remind you that the drive-through and lobby will remain open during regular hours throughout the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest. You can access the drive-through by turning north on 3rd Street and following the signs. 3rd Street will be barricaded after banking hours, but the ATM can be accessed on foot. Other FNB ATM locations in Fairfield include Hometown IGA, Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Mach 1, and NAP Citgo. Fairfield National Bank, of course, a member FDIC. The Fairfield FFA recently competed in Section 23 Forestry at Samdale Lake and Section 23 Horse Judging at the Wayne County Fairgrounds. The horse judging team placed fourth overall with Skylar Gray, placing ninth individual Jacob Ligon, placing 12th individually. The forestry team placed sixth overall with Johnny Jones, placing 12th overall. Chuck-a-Duck, a 50-50 drawing with a twist, will be conducted this Saturday during the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest. Plastic ducks will be offered for sale for $1 apiece at the Craft Tent Information Booth or from any volunteers for a Progressive Fairfield member on Saturday at the Fun Fest, or they can be purchased prior to Saturday at Carnaby Square. At 6:30 Saturday evening, duck purchasers will gather on the parking lot across the street from the post office to check their ducks toward a large circle. Now, the owner of the duck landing nearest the center of the circle will be the lucky winner of half the proceeds. There will be some designated chuckers if anybody cannot attend, would like assistance to chuck their duck. The Chuck-a-Duck contest is sponsored by volunteers for a Progressive Fairfield. Proceeds will be used to conduct the fall foliage paint-out, which is coming up October 6th through the 10th. Fun Fest attendees are encouraged to buy at least one duck and join in the fun while helping support the paint out, which brings artists from Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, and Kentucky to our community. WFIW News Time, 1222.
It's fun and it's simple to make budget-friendly home improvements with help from Kincaid's in Fairfield. Patios are a cost-effective way to increase your living space, enjoyment, and your property value. Do it right, call Ronnie Wright at Kincaid's. Increase your home's value and decrease your utility bills and install new windows. Set your goal and then call Joe at Kincaid's. Convert your wood-burning fireplace into a clean-burning, no-fuss, no-muss gas fireplace. Don't tarry, call Gary at Kincaid's. And finally, give your space a custom look instantly with moldings, crown moldings, chair rails, and more. Hundreds of molding options are available. And Ronnie, Joel, and Gary can help you in the building materials and lumber departments at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Wayne County Golf Course hosted the Midway Package Liquors two-man chicken feed tournament recently. 29 teams in the field, 36 members, 22 guests. Chad Hinkle and Kerry Merritt were the champions with a 1-under par 104 for 27 holes over the second-place team of Hunter Bryan and Andrew Williams in the championship flight by one stroke. Carmise Lincoln Talley and Levi Warren won the B flight with Brad Bryan and Doug Musgrave taking second. In C flight, Mike and Reese Everett tied Randy Stintz and Bruce Worley for first place. Lincoln Talley won the closest to the pin prize on 18 with a tee shot resting 8 feet 4 inches away. David Orr's ticket won a drawing for a Glock 9mm handgun. Speaking of guns, one of the largest shooting events in the world could leave Sparta if the state shutters the venue due to the Illinois budget deadlock. The 1,600-acre World Shooting Complex will close October the 1st because the state has not appropriated any money to keep it open. This is striking fears into the leaders of the Amateur Trap Shooting Association and organizers of the Grand American Trap Shooting Tournament, the largest event of its kind in the world. The Grand American draws more than 16,000 people to Sparta, including more than 4,600 competitors each year. The executive director of the ATA, Len Gibson, said the Grand American has to happen, whether it's going to be in Sparta or somewhere else. He said if the ATA leaves, it likely will not return to Sparta. The Grand American has been held every year for the last 115 years. Competition moved from Vandalia, Ohio, to Sparta in 2001. Frontier Community College is hosting a big job fair in Fairfield on Wednesday, September 23rd. That's a week from today, and that will be in the Workforce Development Center on the campus of Frontier Community College. The event will run from 2 till 6 p.m. The job fair is free for employers to attend. It's a great way to network with potentially new employees. With the news of a big layoff still looming at the Airtex Products in Fairfield, it'll be a great event to attend. The Fairfield Rotary Club will not meet this Thursday because of the Fall Fun Fest. The public, though, is encouraged to stop by the Rotary booth at the Fun Fest in front of Classic Pizza to try out some Ted Drew's frozen custard. It's delish. And speaking of the Fun Fest opens tonight with Gospel Night, and that'll be in the entertainment tent at 6:30 this evening. On the Thursday agenda, there'll be the Prince and Princess contest tomorrow night at 6:30. The Mardi Gras band plays from 7 to 8:30 on the main stage. The annual 5K run walk starts at 6 at the corner of Court and 4th. And, of course, the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest runs through Saturday with the Miss Fairfield pageant being Friday night at 7 p.m. And we mentioned that Chuck-a-Duck a little earlier in the newscast. So lots and lots of activities with the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest opening tonight. Time to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Local refineries still paying $37.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. We did check October crude oil prices a few moments ago, up $2.40 per barrel, trading on the mercantile at $46.99. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, the Dow's up another 107 points at 16,707. The NASDAQ's up 22 at 4,882. In local and area deaths, 84-year-old Streamwood, Illinois resident Raymond Dixon died at 12:40 Sunday afternoon at St. Alexius Hospital in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Services for Raymond Dixon are pending at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Funeral services for Skylar Lee Kirkendall, 29 of Crossville, will be 10 o'clock Thursday morning at the Crossville Missionary Baptist Church with burial in Stokes Chapel Cemetery near Crossville. Visitation will be 4 to late tonight at the church. The Cook Chapel of Crossville is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Dolores Ann Osterman Eblin, 84 of rural Creel Springs, Illinois, will be 1:30 this afternoon at the Wilson McReynolds Funeral Home in Marion with burial in Rose Hill Cemetery at Marion. Visitation is now till the time of service, 1:30 at the Wilson McReynolds Funeral Home in Marion. Memorials may be made to the Daughters of the American Revolution, DAR. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated daily. And folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News time is 12:28.
For Country Mark Advantage Lubricants, here's Atlanta, Indiana farmer Tim Johnson.
Yeah, we've been using Country Mark lubricants as long as I can remember because my dad used them before I started using them. Well, the thing I like about Country Mark lubricants is the reliability. I have never had a lubricant-related issue with any of the products in my farming career. I have no problem recommending Country Mark lubricants to anybody.
Get more per gallon with Country Mark Advantage Lubricants.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from Wear Dated, Smart Strand Silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, timeless design wicker 8mm laminate flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and luxury vinyl plank flooring in barnwood is on sale too at Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
And it is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine this afternoon, a little more humidity, few more clouds, high around 84. Clear skies tonight, low 59. Sunny Thursday, high of 86. And a chance of shower sneaks into our forecast, actually late Thursday night into Friday morning, about a 20% chance. Hot on Friday, high around 88 or so. 30% chance of rain Saturday, high of 78. And Sunday and Monday, not too bad. Sunny, high 75. 84, the big high yesterday, 52 our low this morning. And at 12:30 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, it's 82. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.